We got a special guest in studio with us today, 9-year-old Mason from right here in Marquette. And Mason, thanks for coming into the studio with your dad.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you my story.
So do you listen to the Outdoor Show at all?
I think I've heard of it once, but yeah, not really.
That's awesome. Okay, let's talk about this 9-year-old young lad here. You actually got a deer on Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
So first of all, tell us what that buck was.
It was a 3-pointer buck and shot it with a crossbow.
Okay.
And it was my first buck, a second time out in the woods.
Just your second time hunting. What was the first time?
That was the youth hunt. I think it was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it was in September, sure. Time flies when you're 9 years old.
Right? Yeah, we didn't see anything, though. We tried again on Sunday, and I didn't really want to go.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, not in the morning, but then I was like...
Was that because you were tired?
No, I wasn't that tired. I was like playing video games, and I was like kind of like at that moment, and he said, "Do you want to go hunting?" And I was like thinking about it in my head. And he was saying, like, what if a deer comes? What if I missed it and all that stuff? So I kept thinking about that in my head. And then I was finally like, yeah, I'll go hunting. And then, so he got us some, like, understuff. Like, so we stayed warm and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So he bought you some real warm clothing?
Yeah.
Now, were you sitting in a blind?
Yeah, a blind. And we had 3 people there. So we were really, like, squished.
Oh.
Because I brought my little brother with me, because, like, he really likes that stuff and all that.
How old's your little brother, and what's his name?
His name's Easton, and he's 6 years old.
Wow, so he was sitting in there with you, too.
Yeah.
Now, I just also want to mention that your older brother was here 2 years ago with your dad, Colton, I believe his name was, right?
Yep.
And he got a buck 2 years ago, his first buck.
Yeah.
And this was your first buck?
Yep.
And you also brought your little brother Easton with you, who was 6 years old, just to watch.
Yeah, but he couldn't really see because his chair was like all the way down, like on below the blind spot, so you couldn't really see out the window, like the little tiny window. And every time he moved in his chair, it'd like make like a squeaky noise. We told him to stay really still.
Oh, okay.
Like, so he didn't like move at all, but he wanted to look. So my dad let him get up really slow, so it didn't squeak, which squeaked a little, but didn't really seem to like hear it. It looked up, but didn't really see us.
Oh.
And before that came in, we had 2 doe come in. And first, about 30 yards away from us to the like the kind of leftish, like going diagonal through. And so that one came in and started eating the bait. Not going to shoot the doe or anything. So we're just watching. And of course, my little brother wants to see it. So he gets up and it squeaks, looks up, doesn't see us. And then another one comes into our other bait pile that's like 50 yards away. And then it kind of looked up, and my dad kind of knew, like it was looking over to the side, so he knew there was another deer there waiting until it got a little dark. So like we only had like another hour before it got really dark.
So let me just stop you for a second. Okay. So your little brother stood up to see the first deer.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't run away.
No.
Okay, and then you had another doe come in.
Yep.
And your dad noticed that it was looking back like another deer was coming.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there, and we're going to take a break. If you can hang around for a little bit longer later this hour, I want to hear the rest of the story in our next Outdoor Report.
Okay.
All right, 9-year-old Mason from Marquette, hunting in Marquette County, and we're going to hear about his first buck, his first deer ever with a crossbow, with his dad and little 6-year-old brother along later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.